الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله. الحمد لله رب العالمين. نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، يا أيها الذين آمنوا، يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن الكريم، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس وليذيقهم بعض الذي عملوا لعلهم يرجعون. قل سيروا في الأرض فانظروا كيف كان عقبة الذين من قبل وكان أكثرهم مشركين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم، إذا أنزل الله تعالى بقوم عذابا أصاب العذاب من كان فيهم ثم بعثوا على أعمالهم. My beloved brothers and sisters, we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, as He should be praised. We want to get into the habit of bearing witness with our tongues of the oneness of Allah, the Almighty. We bear witness that He has no partners and no associates. There's none like Him at all. My beloved brothers and sisters, in the time that we live right now, it's important for you to know and for me to know that whomever Allah guides can never be misguided. And yet whomever He leaves to be misguided can never be guided aright. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give His blessings to Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam, his friends, his companions, his family, all of them. Ameen. Brothers and sisters, in today's khutbah, I want to center it around a parable given to us 1400 years ago by our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then I want to connect it to something that took place in the year 1912. And then I want to bring it up to date, how we are affected by it, inshallah. Now brothers and sisters, today in this khutbah, and around the city and around the world, we're going to be asking you to make a very major decision in your life. Very major. Perhaps soon you will make a determination, you as the head of the household, whether in fact you will stay here in America. There is a real possibility that every one of us might have to leave America on the real side. Really. Really. And I want to impress upon you that, inshallah, today, very serious. And if we choose to stay here in America as Muslims, then there's some work that we have to do. If we don't, we will definitely die. I believe that. And I'll tell you why, inshallah. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us a parable of 1400 years ago of people on a ship. And the people made a decision by lots who would be on the top of the boat and who would be on the bottom of the boat. And those on the bottom of the boat wanted to get water, and they had to go past the people on top, and they said, maybe it's better for us, rather than to disturb them, then we will drill a hole in the bottom of the boat to get our water. This is the parable. The topic of this khutbah, brothers and sisters, believe it or not, is how to stop an earthquake. How to stop earthquakes, floods, tornadoes, hurricanes. I want to talk about that based on this hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In 1912, a British ship called the Titanic, in one of the greatest accidents, so-called accidents, ever in the history of this world in terms of ships, crashed and sank, and 1,513 people lost their lives. This ship hit an iceberg, and that was their maiden voyage. And it was destroyed, the Titanic. People think that ship would never sink, but it sank. Brothers and sisters, I read from you the ayat from the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي بَرِّ وَبَحْرِ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ. Corruption has appeared in the land and the sea because of what man's hands have earned. لِيُذِيكَهُمْ بَعْدَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا. In order that we, Allah, may make them taste a portion of what they have done, لَعَلُّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ, so that maybe they will return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now today, brothers and sisters, I want to follow an instruction that Allah gave us in Al-Quran when He said, قُلْ, say, O Muhammad, tell the people, سِيرُوا فِي الْعَرْضِ, travel to the land, travel to the earth. فَانْذُرُوا كَيْفَ
aqibalati siru fil ard fanduru kayfa kana aqibatul ladhi min qabl.
Travel to the earth and see what was the end of those who came before. What kind of punishment did they have?
كان أكثرهم مشركين.
Most of them were disbelievers in those who worship God with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now brothers and sisters, the reason I want to give this short khutbah is because of something that's been happening since April in this country. You may not be aware of it. You know a little bit about it, about the flood that has taken place in the Midwest that's affected over 9 states. This flood is so devastating. They said it's the worst ever in the annals of history of America. It is so bad that one man said it has reached biblical proportions.
Now, brothers and sisters, what I'd like to do today, inshallah, actually, all of the agents that are here today, the FBI agents, whoever you are, we want you to take a message back to Mr. Clinton, your boss. Tell them that the spirit, no, I'm very serious about this, by the way. The spirit of this khutbah is as a warner. Because brothers and sisters, we must do what the prophets had to do, and that is give good news and a warning. And tell Mr. Clinton that what's happening in America right now is a warning of something worse to come if he doesn't change his course. Wallahi azeem. Now, brothers and sisters, I picked up a magazine when I was in London, and it's called The Arab Review. And I read in this magazine about some books that they encourage us to read. And I picked up a book written by the former Attorney General Ramsey Clark entitled The Fire This Time. And in this book, brothers and sisters, he talked about, and this magazine talked about, the war crimes committed by the United States of America on the Iraqis, the Muslims in Iraq, on the Persian Gulf. 250,000 people lost their lives. 108,000 sorties, 88,000 tons of bombs, equal to more than 7 times Hiroshima. And the aftermath of the people, the children and the women who are losing their lives because of the structure of the damage of the country. Lack of water, lack of electricity, the disease that has come as a result of that. And brothers and sisters, you'll be surprised to learn that when the Iraqi soldiers were giving themselves up, they came with their weapons down and their hands up. The planes kept on bombing them, kept on killing them. There's a road that they call the killing road where they just murdered the men. When the men were coming out to give themselves up, they continued to murder and to bomb and to destroy. And even right now, there is an economic boycott on this nation. And you'd be surprised, the disease in that country, the death as a result of what the American government has done. Isn't it ironic that the American government can send planes in Somalia to get a warlord, but can't go after the warlords in Bosnia? Brothers and sisters,
I wish I had time to tell you something about the destruction that have gone on in Mississippi, Missouri, Iowa, and all those other states. I suggest you read it, and you will find out that this destruction has covered over 10 million acres, 10 million square acres. President Clinton has declared more than 200 counties federal disaster area. People are saying that rain came all of a sudden from out of nowhere. People are saying they have never seen anything like it ever before. Over $10 billion of damage already. That's not even counting the crops that will be destroyed and the price, rise of prices as a result of the destruction of crops. Devastating. Now, brothers and sisters, what I want to tell Mr. Clinton and the Congress of the United States of America and the judges, because you know what? We have to talk to them because nobody will give them an analysis of what's going on. It will get worse if the American government doesn't change her direction. Now, brothers and sisters, I'm going to take a moment here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Quran, and I want to do that right now, what he told us to do. Wasiru fil ard, travel through the earth. You must travel. If you can't get in a plane, at least read. Pick up books and magazines. Study history. Siru fil ard fanduru kayfa kana aqibatu alladhina min qabl. Find out what happened to those who came before. Now, brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. I did some studying, and it frightened me. I'm going to give you just a few of them, inshallah, when you have a chance to study it. If you study the hurricanes and typhoons and blizzards in this country, you'll find out, and around the world, 1900, 6,000 people died in a hurricane in Texas. 1906, 10,000. 1942, 40,000 in India. 40,000 people dying at one time. 22,000, 30,000, 17,000, 10,000, 300,000, 10,000. 70,000 all over the world, hurricanes. And I don't have time to tell you where all of them are. Floods in Holland. 100,000 people died in China. In 1642, 300,000 people died at one time. August 1931, in China, 3,700,000 people died at one time on a flood. You didn't hear what I said. 3,700,000 people die at one time. A flood. There are those who will say accident is just Mother Nature. And the reason they say Mother Nature is to depersonalize Allah. But it's not Mother Nature. It's Allah did it. Earthquakes come from Allah. Hurricanes come from Allah. Tornadoes come from Allah. Floods come from Allah. It's not an accident. They come as a reason. The scientists said, no, you see, you religious people don't understand. It's scientific causes. There's a cause and an effect. They're right. But who's the creator of the cause? Allah is the creator of the cause. Allah brings it about. And Allah brings it about as a result of the hands of the people. ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس. Corruption has appeared in the land and the sea because of what man's hands have earned. Brothers and sisters, when you talk about earthquakes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you studied the Quran, He's used earthquakes to destroy people. In the past,
the people of Saleh, destroyed them by earthquakes when they disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I say to you, brothers and sisters, in my conclusion, in 1989, in San Francisco, October 17th, American people were about to witness the World Series in San Francisco. All of a sudden, earthquake came, disrupted the whole lives of the American people. An earthquake. If you study, brothers and sisters, earthquakes around the world, 60,000 people died, 500,000 people died at one time, 13,000 people all over. And I say this to you, my conclusion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in my estimation, all around the world, the earthquakes, floods, tornadoes, hurricanes have been happening around the world, is a sign of what's coming here to America soon. Why do I say that? You see, brothers and sisters, you could feel very happy that America is so big and so great, but never forget this fact about America. On the East Coast, where we are, New York City, is in a very vulnerable position. We have the Atlantic Ocean, the second largest ocean in the world. 31 million square miles. All that water. And on the West Coast, the largest ocean in the world, the Pacific Ocean, 70 million square miles. What happens when Allah decrees for the water from the Atlantic Ocean and the Pacific Ocean to decree to come on America? What will happen to America? Brothers and sisters, I say to you as I sit down, a few months ago I gave a talk called The Right Place at the Right Time. Today, all of us in America are in the wrong place at the wrong time. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillahi wa ala sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd. Brothers and sisters, I want to leave you with the words of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he says, and I quote, إِذَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى بِقَوْمٍ عَذَابَهُ أَصَابَ الْعَذَابُ مَنْ كَانَ فِيهِمْ ثُمَّ بُئِثُوا عَلَى أَحْمَالِهِمْ. You may think, some of us, because we're Muslims, we're good Muslims, we pray, that if Allah sends an earthquake in New York City, none of the Muslims will be affected. Some of you may think that if there's a flood, the flood will go around all Muslims. Just put a kufi on our head and the flood will go right around us, won't affect us. I'm here to tell you, brothers and sisters, that it will affect us because of what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. He said that whenever Allah sends on a people a punishment, that punishment will affect everybody in that land. Everybody. Black, white, Muslim, Jew, Kafir, Mushrik, everybody. When Allah sends a punishment in a particular place, everybody in that place will be affected alike. Everybody. ثُمَّ بُعِثَ عَلَىٰ أَعْمَالِهِمْ. Then you will be raised according to your deeds. If you're a good Muslim, alhamdulillah, will you be saved from the earthquake? No. But inshallah, on Yawm Al-Qiyamah, Allah will raise us up. Those who did good, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, will have mercy and send them to Al-Jannah. But what does that mean now for us? And why do we think these things are going to happen to America? Earthquakes and tornadoes and hurricanes. Do we expect it? Yes. For several reasons. One, brothers and sisters, one of the names that we hardly ever talk about, the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We mention Allah's Ar-Rahim, He's merciful. We are Al-Ghafur, He's forgiven. We mention those kinds of names. But one of the names we hardly ever mention is an attribute of Allah. Muntaqim. 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 Muntaqim, he is the avenger. Allah is the avenger. How do you feel, brother? Brother told me a man raped his wife. How do you think he feel? Somebody killed shot a brother's brother. He wanted to get even. Because that's something in us. We want to pay back somebody when somebody do us some evil and harm. Nature is, I want to get him back. But Allah is the avenger. And when Allah avenges something, Allah has really taken revenge. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tells us that the blood of a Muslim is sacred and the property of a Muslim is sacred, what you think Allah will do if you are unjust to his servants? You murder his servants and blood falls down. 250,000 people, blood spilling down the streets of Baghdad. He said, oh, but those Muslims, Imam, they weren't good Muslims. The Muslims in Bosnia, being slaughtered. He said, oh, but Imam, they're not good Muslims. But you know what? At least they bear witness. There's no God but Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Even some of us might be weak, might make mistakes, might sin, but we bear witness. No God but Allah. Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. I may be weak, I may make mistakes, but I bear witness. Nothing on this earth deserves or in creation deserves worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That alone, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save us from the hellfire, inshallah, for Jahannam. I'd rather weak Muslim than a strong mushrik. One who associates gods with Allah. You make fun of the Muslims. They laugh at the Muslims. Look at you, unorganized. Look at you. No technology around the world. And so now, Muslims butchered. You think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to let Israel attack Lebanon, kill Muslims, run Muslims out their homes, and he doesn't respond? We may be too weak to do what we're supposed to do. But Allah is the avenger. And Allah will definitely take revenge on what was done in injustice. Now, brothers and sisters, if that's the case, how does Allah revenge? The American government has to pay for what she has done. The British government, the French government, not only allowing the Muslims to be slaughtered, have an arms embargo. So Muslims can't even get weapons to even defend themselves. And then they give lip service. And President Clinton said, oh, we can't do anything, our hands are tied because our NATO allies, they won't do anything, they won't help us. But any other time you want to break the United Nations resolutions, you go break it. So brothers and sisters, I say this to you. What will Allah do to this country? Do you know, brothers and sisters, I make a recommendation to you? If you want to get in the business, don't get in the insurance business. You know why? Just by reading between the lines, this insurance company will go bankrupt. Why? Because if Allah continues to send tornadoes, hurricanes, earthquakes, and insurance companies have to pay off billions of dollars, they're going to go bankrupt. The banking system of this country, brothers and sisters, believe it or not, will go bankrupt. Why do I know that? Because if you read the Quran, you will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he declares war on those who deal in interest, riba. This whole government is based on interest. The whole banking system, worldwide, based on interest. And all over, everywhere I go, the brothers raise the question, Imam, what about interest? Can't we do it because we're in America? And now all the world is involved in haram. The policies of the government. Destructive policies. Now, brothers and sisters, I say this. If this is true, Look around you. Allah destroyed a nation because of their homosexuality. But now homosexuality is accepted. Muslims are afraid to open up their mouths. They don't open their mouth. People don't open their mouth. You better not talk about the homosexual because you look upon as some radical, some fanatical. So in the school, everybody keep their mouth shut. Oh, you can't say nothing about the homosexuals. It's not right to talk about the homosexual. I'm not going to say nothing. But Allah destroyed a nation. He destroyed them with earthquakes because of the homosexuality. Allah don't accept that. But don't you know, brothers and sisters, New York City, San Francisco. So if Allah's sunnah is to destroy those kind of people, what do you think Allah is going to do here? Think. Pork is haram. Millions of pork are pigs in America. Big money industry. Drugs, liquor, alcohol. Whatever Allah said don't do, you do it. No fear. And guess what? Some Muslims, no fear. People in the street that commit fornication and adultery, brother. You can't sleep with a woman unless you marry to the woman. How many times you have to say it? Yet you so go around sneaking to sleep with a woman that's not your wife. And sleep with other women. And you're married. You don't think Allah see it. But yet do it over and over again. And Muslim too. What you think Allah gonna do? Continue to disrespect and disobey Allah? So now the evil, the non-believers, they take drugs. Now Muslims take drugs. And so whatever is affecting this society is also affecting the Muslims. Now, brothers and sisters, I ask you, what you think Allah is going to do? You know, sometimes, once in a while, you do something and you get busted. You get caught. And you know what? That's one of the best things that can happen to you. You know why? Because if you're caught, brother, get caught now. Be exposed. Get yourself together. Say, astaghfirullah. I got to get myself together. I have to make tawbah. But when you sneak around and you get away with it, say, oh, this is all right. Do it again. And then again, before you know it, you're into zina, fornication and adultery. Into taking drugs now because you don't get caught. One of the best things can happen to you is be caught. Allah punish you so you can get yourself together. But what happens, sometimes Allah gives you rope. You think you're getting away with it, brother? Nobody sees you. You got away with it, right? No, wrong. Now, the rope gets longer and longer and longer. Hard, hard to come back. Hard to get back. Gone too far. I say this to you, brown brothers and sisters, in my conclusion. How can we stop the earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, and tornadoes? I go back to the parable of the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said in these words, and this is the key. He said, فَإِن تَرَقُوهُمْ وَمَا أَرَادَ وَمَا أَرَادُ حَلَقُوا جَمِيعًا. If you allow them to drill that hole in the boat, all of them will be destroyed. That is, if the Muslims in America allow these destructive policies from the government to continue, and we allow the people to continue to disobey Allah, they will be destroyed, and so would we. Like that ship, Muslims and non-Muslims together on the same ship. Oh, that don't affect us, that's them. That's not my house, that's my neighbor's house. That's not our problem, that's America's problem. But look, you gloating over America being destroyed and you in America. You on the Titanic. This ship is about to be destroyed and you say, well, Allah gonna get those kafirs, and you on the boat. If we continue to ignore what's going on in New York City, if you continue to act like nothing's going on, nothing's happening, if you're blind and oblivious to what's going on around you, we will sink. America is a sinking ship. Believe it. Hear what I'm telling you. Open up your eyes, man. America is a sinking ship. The Titanic ran into an iceberg. You see an iceberg, you can't see the whole thing. You see one-tenth of it. That's what you see. But what you don't see is worse. Nine-tenths under the water, you can't see it. So what looks to be a little block is really a big boulder. And so the Titanic ran into the iceberg. Iceberg and was destroyed. And then the prophet said, وَإِنْ أَخَذُوا عَلَىٰ أَيْدِيهِمْ نَجَعُوا وَنَجَعُوا جَمِيعًا. But if you hold their hands, you will be saved, and they will be saved also. Mr. Clinton, we appeal to you, and Mr. FBI agent, please take this tape, get a copy, go to the brother there, he'll give you a free copy. Give it to the President of the United States of America. They must be warned that if we, brothers and sisters, don't stop this evil, disrespect, disobedience of Allah, don't you know, aren't you afraid Allah is going to destroy this country? Don't you see it sinking? Can't you see, man? The economy is falling. They don't know what to call it. It's finished. Crime is so bad. People being murdered 10 out of time, shot 15 out of time, everywhere you go. Walk the street, liable to get shot, robbed. And you're not exempt because you're Muslim. How many Muslim cab drivers murdered this year? Shot in the back of the head. Murdered. How many Muslim women raped, murdered? How many? You know why? Because we are not exempt. Crime in the society, crime among us too. So brothers and sisters, I say this to you and I. Either we get strong enough to change the condition, or we have to go. Hear what I'm telling you? Either don't get so comfortable in your home that you can't get up and go. When Allah gives you a sign that brothers and sisters, what are we doing? What's going on? Open your eyes. Can't you see around you? Don't you see the deluge coming? Don't you see it coming now? Allah did it before over the earthquakes. Signs here, the flood in the Midwest, don't you see it? And guess what? If you study what happened in Iraq, you will see poor Muslims. The water supply was destroyed. They had to stand online to get water. But now, in the Midwest, they have to stand online to get water. Muslims in Iraq had no electricity. Now in the Midwest, no electricity. They had to worry about diseases in Iraq. Now they're worried about diseases in the Midwest. Can't you see Allah's hand working, man? Allah's hand is invisible, but it's real, and it's stretching out across America. You got to open up your eyes. And I believe that when Allah's wrath comes down in this country, in New York City, This wicked city. And I'm saying, wow, here we are in the midst of it. So I say to you, my brother, some of you, Abdul Juma, we see you once a week. Abdul Juma now. Just Juma. Yo, brother, sound like my see you next week. But worse than that, Abdul Eid. Once a year, come out. Where's the brother hibernating? All of a sudden now he come out for the Eid. As-salamu alaykum, brother. See you next year. But you know what? Now is the time to get involved. Now, my last concern, number one, that you live and we live a committed life to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so whenever Allah takes us, whenever, earthquake, heart attack, whatever it is, I want to make sure that when Allah raises us up, He want to raise us up a believer. Making niyyah. Those brothers who are involved in haram, or sisters who are involved in haram, put niyyah now in your heart to change your condition. Don't continue doing it. Make intention to change it. And brothers and sisters, number two, Let us work together to build our iman strong enough so we can tell Mr. Clinton, tell him stop. No, don't ask him to stop. Demand that he stop. That's what I want to see here. Al-Mu'minu Kawi, a strong believer. I finish with that. Your choice. You want to be a weak believer or you want to be a strong believer? Maybe, brother, you couldn't be a doctor. Allah didn't give you the capacity maybe to be a doctor. Maybe, brother, you like seeing lawyers and they look nice, but you don't have the capacity to be a lawyer or a teacher. But you know what? Every one of you have the capacity to be a good Muslim. Just submit to Allah. You don't have to be a brain surgeon. Just submit your will to do the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make yourself strong. And when we get strong, believe me, we don't have to demonstrate in Washington, D.C. to ask the government or anyone else to stop letting the Muslims suffer in Bosnia. When we are strong enough, we'll take them and hold their hands and say, no, it's not going that way. And the one thing in this country, the one thing that will save this country is the Muslims in their midst. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save them through the Muslims in their midst if they listen to the Muslims. But somebody is making the Muslims look evil and wicked so that the people can't hear the message. Let's defy it, brothers and sisters. Let's get in the streets and go out there and bring the people to Islam in a massive way. And that's going to be the key, inshallah. Go out and get the people. All the brothers, we're asking you to come to the masjid tomorrow. Be with us the whole day or part of the day. We're going to clean up this masjid everywhere in the masjid. Clean it up. And the spirit of the brothers coming together for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our house more beautiful, smelling nice, looking good, looking clean, fixed up. And coming together, fi sabilillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us and strengthen us and have mercy on us and open up our blinded eyes. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us to give da'wah to the rest of the world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with knowledge. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the spirit to work. Fi sabilillah. Have mercy on our souls. Please forgive us our sins. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواج محمد وعلى ذريات محمد وسلم تسليم كثيرا ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أطعنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملت على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعفو عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك الرحمة إنك أنت الوهاب الحمد لله رب العالمين